Celebrating over 25 years of ministry service, this is the Ministry of Marriage on HerFaithRadio.com with Shelley Freelo, author, speaker, founder, and president of HerFaithVillage.com Ministries, a multifaceted ministry for women and youth. In Genesis 2, we learned what the relationship between man and woman was to have been. How God created the woman to be a unique creature right from the beginning. How the man received her with joy and celebration. How he vowed to leave all others to cling to her. How he said that they would no longer be two individuals but one, all as a part of God's plan. He had his distinct calling and she had hers. His being that of steward over all that God had created, and her being the helpmate to the steward that God had anointed to take care of his creation. So we ask the question, what happened? How did we get here? How did marriage, dating, and the relationships between man and woman get so distorted? Well, we need not look any further than Genesis 3. 1-7 to find our answer. You see, the fall of marriage can be contributed to the fall of man. The fact is, many marriages today fail in the same way that Sister Eve and Brother Adam failed on that fateful day. They failed because of the influence of the enemy. Let's begin with Genesis 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God said you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden. And you must not touch it, or you will die." "You will not die," the serpent said to the woman. "For God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food, and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Now let's take a moment and digest those seven verses. First, we want to begin with the conversation. You see, sin always begins with a conversation. Satan came into a union that was perfect in every way. God had designed it to be what he had ordained for it to be. And through a conversation, first misguided with tricky wording, whether or not God had truly said that you couldn't eat of any of the trees, and then Sister Eve's response, responding with God's truth. You know, it's funny how in marriage, we start out with every good intention. We wake up in the morning and say, "This day will be different." But then we begin that conversation with Satan, and we fall back into those crazy routines. Now, for my sisters that are not married, you may say to yourself, "How on earth does this have anything to do with me? I'm not even dating." Well, sisters, take heart. Satan is trying to keep you from walking in your calling and keep the man from walking in his. And by doing so, the marriage will not be a marriage that glorifies God, a union that brings glory to God and edifies the body, because neither party is walking in what they were created to be. So it's important that we learn what are the roles that God has for us How do we get back to what God created us to be? We find that Satan doubles down with Eve after she speaks God's truth to him. And isn't that his way? We say to ourselves, God promised me that he would hear my plea. Lord, I need you to work in my marriage. Lord, I need you to send me that man I've been praying for. You are listening to The Ministry of Marriage with Shelley Frelo on HerFaithRadio.com. Join Shelley each week as she shares biblical insights for today's woman on marriage, dating, and all things in between. Now, let's get back to today's message. And then, like he always does, Satan enters the picture and doubles down on the same lie that he's been saying all along. God is wrong. God is not listening. And we, much like Eve, we believe the lie instead of God's truth. We see that once Satan comes into the picture and doubles down, Eve's perspective begins to change about God's truth. We see this in verse 6. When the woman saw the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate of it. Now here's the deal, ladies. That tree has not changed. That tree was placed there by God himself, and it is the same tree that has been there all these days. The difference is the perspective of Eve. For the first time, Eve sees the tree through the eyes of Satan instead of through the eyes of God. See, when Eve saw the tree through the eyes of God, the tree meant nothing to her, for she had God's truth strapped to her heart. But once Satan started to influence her, she began to see that tree with different eyes. All of a sudden, the truths that God had spoken to her no longer mattered. The blessings that God had given her was no longer sufficient. All of a sudden, she wanted more. What Sister Eve didn't understand is that any time that we grab hold to Satan's lie, we have to give up God's blessing. We see that as we read the latter part of verse 6. It says, she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. You see, for the first time in mankind's history, we see the order get out of order. Where God had placed the man in a place of leadership, of headship, of being the steward over all that he had created. As he had given woman the honorable role of being the helpmate to come alongside and be what the man needed her to be to help him govern well, all of a sudden we see that fall to the wayside, because for the first time, the woman steps into the man's role and takes the lead. And Adam becomes the one in submission. He allows his wife to influence him to sin. For the first time, we see the man not walking in the truth of God, in the knowing of God. This is the same man that had named all of the beasts of the field and the birds of the air, the man that God had entrusted to govern over all of his creation, all of the creation that God had made just for him. And in an instant, he gave all that up to follow after Satan's lie. You see, in our marriages, in our longing to find a mate, Satan presents to us many lies of life. And because we are looking at our marriages and that potential mate through the eyes of our flesh instead of the eyes of our spirit, we easily give in to Satan's lies. We believe that our marriages cannot glorify God, that this marriage is doomed, that we can never get out of this rut, that God is not able to bring back the romance and bring back the affection and love and kindness and gratitude and excitement that once existed, that God is not capable of giving me the stamina to wait on Him to send me the mate that He has called just for me. Instead, we throw God's word and His blessing away for what Satan says is surely something that we should want. Then in verse 7 it says, "Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked." Again, they were always naked. The difference was, when they were naked, walking with God, fellowshipping with God, trusting God, believing God, they had no shame. They could be completely exposed to one another, honest with one another, completely vulnerable with one another, shedding all pretense and make-believe, right? Because they could walk naked in all that that encompasses with one another. But the moment that Satan entered the picture, man and woman could no longer be open and honest and vulnerable and naked before one another. See that the man and the woman gave up the order of God for the chaos and disorder of Satan. Now all of a sudden we see that they had to sew fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Why? Because for the first time they look upon each other and see shame. They want to hide from one another, hide their bodies from one another, and in doing so, hide their heart from one another. Isn't that so true in marriages today? We allow Satan to bring discord and shame and guilt and longing and desire for those things that God didn't ordain. And for the first time, we hide from one another, not wanting to expose our heart to our mate. For my single sisters, for the first time, we see ourselves pretending to be someone that we're not, just to attract the man that we hope we can find, instead of coming to him openly, honestly, allowing God to use us as the helpmates that we were created to be. Verses 1 through 7 is a heartbreaking reality of the state of marriage today. That the moment that marriage allows Satan to communicate in our marriages, in our singleness, in our longing for a mate, we give up God's blessing for the lie of Satan. For the next few episodes, we will discuss all aspects of singleness, of marriage, of conflict, taboo issues, and many things in between, all from a biblical perspective. Sometimes these topics will be quite uncomfortable, but hang in there, ladies, because we will walk in the journey of reviving God's original plan for the ministry of marriage. We're so happy you tuned in today. Please join Shelley next week for another insightful episode of the Ministry of Marriage podcast on HerFaithRadio.com. If you would like to be a featured podcaster on HerFaithRadio.com, contact us at podcast@HerFaithRadio.com. Thank you for listening.